Supporters of a $500 million federal financing package for Wisconsin Rural Electric Cooperative say there'll be benefits across the entire state. President Joe Biden announced this funding Thursday near La Crosse. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach reports.
The president says the nonprofit Dairyland Power Cooperative will receive about $573 million to help fund what will be a $2 billion project. The La Crosse-based utility is promising to acquire more than 1,000 megawatts of renewable energy from 4 solar farms and 4 wind farms across Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. Dairyland will also build energy storage units to help distribute the electricity as needed. The public money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act and is part of $7 billion in financing for 16 U.S. rural co-ops the White House just unveiled under the Empowering Rural America program. While visiting a Dairyland partner, Vernon Electric Co-op in Westby, Biden said it's the biggest expansion of rural electrification since Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal.
Before the New Deal, private companies refused to provide affordable electricity to rural communities. As a result, 1 in 10 rural households, only 1 in 10, had electricity before FDR came to power. So farmers had to organize electric co-ops to distribute electricity to their families and their communities. But co-ops are still nonprofits. They don't have the same resources that private utility companies have to modernize their energy infrastructure.
Jeremy Fisher of the Sierra Club says the program should lead to major cuts in air pollution, which would help rural and urban areas.
Rural electric co-ops have actually been some of the slowest entities to be able to transition away from high-cost fossil fuels. And a lot of that is just because they both have outstanding debt in a lot of these coal plants and newer gas plants, but also because they didn't have that access to clean energy. And so this program actually sort of takes care of two pieces of that, both allows for new clean energy investments and helps pay down debt.
Dairyland Power President and CEO Brent Ridge says the renewable energy projects will help the utility reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 70% and deliver power to 240,000 homes, with a 42% savings in electric rates for members over 10 years. Solar and wind farms have come under some criticism for using land that might otherwise grow crops. But Ridge says as contracts are negotiated with farmers or smaller energy companies, he believes any loss can be limited.
One of our key focuses is looking for land that is maybe not as productive otherwise, and then we try to improve the land that we do affect. And this is an income stream for many farmers that otherwise might have to lose the farm or not have it be generational.
Vernon County organic dairy farmer Darren Von Ruden heads the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Von Ruden also says there are ways to avoid crop loss.
In southwest Wisconsin here with the hillsides that we have, there's a lot of grazing that happens, and solar systems can be installed with grazing of pretty much every animal.
Von Ruden says another siting factor will be how close the solar and wind farms are to existing power lines. He says some of the power generated in rural counties will end up in urban areas.
That's reality. My travels across Minnesota and South North Dakota, all the wind turbines out there, all that energy is coming here to Wisconsin and Illinois. So it's a part of the process and where that grid is at.
But Von Ruden says rural areas like his will get their fair share of the electricity from this major expansion of renewable energy, announced in a battleground state 2 months before Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris is trying to be Biden's successor in the White House. The Wisconsin Republican Party says Biden's return to Wisconsin was the comeback tour no one wanted. The GOP statement did not address the $500 million help for a major utility, or the thousands of construction jobs that Dairyland says will be created. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.